Now, when you're done with Bond, are you done with Bond?
Yes.
You're done with Bond?
It's done.
Wow. Is that why you've gained all the weight?
Yeah.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to the James Bond Complex, the podcast where we discuss, analyze, and rejoice in the James Bond phenomenon, in all its shapes and forms, from Fleming to the films, and of course, everything in between.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm one of your hosts, Edgar.
I'm another one of your hosts, Matt.
And this week it is debriefing week. It's funny, I think we were talking a little bit and we said, well, there's really not a whole lot going on.
48 hours ago.
Yeah, about 48 hours ago, really, there was nothing much going on. Our friend Bill Koenig, the Spy Command, I like to call him the Spy Commander, and it has a nice ring to it.
Sounds pretty badass, yeah, the Spy Commander.
He had dropped an article. He published his blog post about a conference call with MGM saying, well, you know, see you in January 2020. So I'm like, okay.
So no trailer for Knives Out or Star Wars. That was the other rumor.
Yeah, I said Knives Out. A lot of people think I said Star Wars. I'm obviously wrong. It looks like you're going to be wrong too. Looks like, unless there's a big surprise waiting for us. So there's really no time to die information. I believe the last time we did a debriefing, we already knew they had wrapped up filming.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we do have news for Bond 26 though. I think yesterday, Craig was at the Late Show with
What's his face?
Colbert.
Yeah. Colbert, exactly. Stephen Colbert.
Colbert. Isn't that how you say Colbert?
I think they say Colbert.
Colbert.
That's what I tend to hear, but we'll call him Colbert.
I'll call him Colbert.
Little Stevie Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
And he pretty much said, yeah, he's done after that. This is the last one, No Time to Die, and he's done.
I would have been shocked if they... I don't know why I would have been shocked, but if he had even suggested otherwise, I would have been stunned. It just felt like the time's right. No time to die, well, maybe it's time to...
It can blow out in style, like hopefully...
We hope.
No Time to Die is a decent film. They don't screw up the franchise, and you can pass the baton to somebody else.
Even when they mess up one movie, they never mess up the franchise. I mean,
yeah, it's true. It's never been broken so far.
We just spent, as of this episode's release, we just spent like 2.5 hours on Die Another Day, and the franchise still exists. So.
Yes. And we're pretty. The first episode we were soft on it, and after that, I listened to the second episode. Oh yeah, we gave it a fair shake.
Nice poster, by the way.
Oh, I had fun when I saw those pictures with Halle Berry, sort of flashing her assets. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. I guess there are two things that come to mind. I suggested maybe we talk a little bit about like the Bond community because there's some anniversaries coming up.
Yes.
So we can maybe start with that. But there is some non-film related material that was revealed in the last couple of days. But as far as anniversaries go, well, there's a big one for not our anniversary. That's still a few months away. But as far as someone we know quite well, there's an anniversary coming up. Emery Cormier of the 007 Intrepid podcast.
Actually, I think it was this week. But yes. There's a special operation being planned.
Yeah. Look, when it's not our operation, I don't need to give the name. So it's fine. I'm cool with it. Cool beans. It's not my operation. It's not the name I would have come up with. I kind of liked Operation Battle Plan, but anyways. So next, as of literally, we're recording this on a Saturday afternoon. It's about lunchtime. And at this point, we will either be or on our way to Quebec City to spend Saturday with Emery and some of his friends. I believe the dude.
Pierre Alexandre.
Yeah,
I
think he'll be there.
I don't know. I think I remember seeing that he might not be there. Well, finally meet his wife, his lovely wife, who's been teasing him on his Instagram.
Yes, yes. Delightful.
They're quite playful. It's funny. It's kind of cute. And you're supposed to learn poker.
I got a week to. Got a week to learn poker. I have some days off. Maybe on Monday I'll open up some a book or something like that. I don't know. Or a YouTube channel.
Rewatch Casino Royale.
We might be doing that in March again. So I guess since this is being released between the actual 1 year anniversary and his operation, which is a celebration of the 1 year at his place, I guess happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marie.
And congratulations, you're now 1 year old.
Félicitations.
It's a very good show. It's unlike us and unlike, you know, maybe your JBRs or your why is nothing else coming to mind? Like your Do You Expect Us to Talk or anything like that? Like the 007 Intrepid podcast is bite-sized. 10-20 minutes
and it's packed with information, and it's not just about the films. It's I would even say that the films are probably
they feel secondary to Fleming.
Yeah,
the Fleming books and Fleming himself and
spy history. Which reminds me, have you watched the show Churchill's New Recruit on Netflix?
I haven't watched it yet. Let's say I haven't found the time. I'll see what I can do about. I ain't bringing that big bag to Quebec City next week, but maybe just a quick little chat because I think he wants to do some sort of a live stream.
Yeah, I might bring my laptop or the webcam. I'm still not too sure.
Do like a double live stream, his channel.
I could bring my tripod, and I have a clap for my cell phone, so we could do something with that. I guess.
TBD.
Yeah.
TBD.
I know I'm gonna film because Quebec has some ties with the not only with Fleming and World War II and spy, but you know it's also where one of the Bond girls from. So
yeah, no, exactly. I think Emery wants to Karen Bayes a little bit. I mean, yes. We know the city a little bit, but I think he
I
wants
know.
To
we,
Karen.
I love that we turned this into a verb.
No, that was good. I like that. Was a good idea. I like that. We'll be spending, I guess, Saturday, most of Saturday, and maybe brunch on Sunday, something like that. I'm heading back here in the afternoon, so on Sunday.
That's more or less my plan. I don't more than likely that next week I'm going to go see my dad in Trois-Rivières, which is between Quebec and Montreal. Spend the week with him, and after that I'll finish on Saturday morning. I'll take a bus and just meet you in Quebec City. That's more or less.
No worries. So that's going to be very exciting, and I think we encourage, if you like. If you like the James Bond complex, you'll love the 007, but they're so different. They're completely different beasts. But it is a very good show.
I would say it's worth a listen. Yeah, there's a few episodes that are extremely... And there's an episode that I don't remember the title, but I listened to it recently. It's about the alcohols, the drinks. And he does mention that quinine, which was in Quinolile, which is no longer the aperitif they use for a Vesper, because they changed the recipe. It's just a Lille now. But he did say that quinine was used to cure venereal disease.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I did.
I made a joke about it because it's Bond.
That's cool. It's cool. That's good stuff. I like that. So, again, congratulations to Emery. I guess some congratulations are in order to the 00 Files. They released, I don't remember what their first episode was. It might have been Live and Let Die. I don't remember. The movie and the book they reviewed more recently. But it was a year ago, in November of 2018. In fact, we got... we sent them a little message. I don't know when their episode's going up. Like, November's almost over. But...
might already be up, too.
I could be up, and I'm lazy, and I haven't checked.
You know, there's so many Bond podcasts on my queue.
Crazy. Well, speaking of podcasts that can go on for a while, that's I mentioned. Do you expect they haven't talked about Bond in a while? But Double O Files is an example where it's like, well, I guess our episode's going to be 3 hours long. Okay, but congratulations to them as well. That's they're like us, but even more detail oriented,
more OCD than us.
And they're based in Holland. They're based in Holland. Yeah, they're a good get. And there are four of them. Probably one of the reasons why their episodes can be quite long. They're four hosts. Like it's a lot of mouths.
It's a lot of work, probably also. Yeah.
But I've been a big fan of that show. I knew Don mostly through Twitter before the 00 Files became a thing. I didn't really know the other hosts, but through the show, I feel like it's a pretty fun, pretty cool gang.
I figure I'm assuming they're probably he's probably more active on on Twitter than Instagram. I handle more the Instagram account than you do.
Don and Tyler tend to manage the Instagram. Tyler has spent all week at this point. I don't know if he's still doing it, but it would be last week based on when we're releasing this. But he spent the whole week doing poems, and they're pretty good, like two line poems. I mean, we're doing it live.
Doing it. He has the computer on. It's on his lap. He's typing.
I'm typing www.twitter.com. And I'm going to do a little search for the 00 Files. Get the mic in place here. So let's see. Okay. Oh, this is today, actually. You got a picture of good old Danny Boy.
DC.
Yeah, and Quantum of Solace. Saturday morning poem. Not the greatest Bond movie in anyone's book. However, this remains my favorite casual 007 look.
That's true.
What else we got here?
Arrington jacket for the win.
So we got Elliot Carver as he's about to get chopped into pieces. With his own self-drill, Carver was punished for his foul play. But why on earth didn't he just move out of the way? he's been doing that all week. That's been pretty fun. So again, congratulations to the 00 Files as well.
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's good work.
Yeah,
good work.
No, they've been pretty good. And there's our friend David Zuritsky. Well, a lot of friends.
We have people everywhere.
what is he calling it? Operation Gatherall?
Gatherall.
Yeah. So if you listen to us... and you
more than likely you listen to David also.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit weird, but I believe in 2 weekends.
It's December 7th.
Yeah, so I think
it's
that's like
in Newtown, and I don't remember the name of it's on his Facebook page. Yeah. If you're in the neighborhood, if you're gonna go there. There is supposed to be prizes. There's going to be like contests. Like it looks like, and they're going to make
like
cocktails.
A game show.
Yeah, no. I offered my services to create promotional material.
Yeah, is it the Operation Gatherall might be getting a marketing boost?
And I actually offered the design that's going to be used is not the only one I did. And one of them, I had sort of pictured David as sort of a game show host. That's not the one he picked, but I was sort of going for a Thunderball look. And I think I had Spazer in one, like it's the three rows. And I had Darlington in one row. And it was Operation Gatherall. But nice. It was not as spazzy as... the one that he selected, and that's the one I like the most.
So the one that you showed me before we hit record is the one he selected?
Yes, okay, that's the final version.
That's really good. It's really good.
Some of them, like the last one I did, because I also took my cue from other designs for social events, and some of them are like kind of ugly. So I did one that's more like, ooh, like a flyer that somebody did with clip art.
Pretty awesome. You really do have a knack for that stuff. It's very, very good. I was very impressed when you showed that to me. And I'm glad that's the one he picked because it looks really good.
It fits
the thing, I find.
It does. Do we talk about cooperation and... the Toronto operation?
Oh, Operation Snowfall?
Yeah. do we talk about it, or is
it's a little while away.
I mean, but I'm currently going to do a piece of work, artwork also for that operation, but it's still
got about 2.5 months before that baby.
No pressure there, but it's still being conceived. Yeah, we need to start thinking about buying our tickets. I'll wait till next week so that I get confirmation for my new job that I'm supposed to have, and now I'm like, I don't know, it's another part of my life.
Mm. So Operation Snowfall being Skyfall in concert in Toronto, but it's in February, so cold, so Snowfall?
Snowfall, but also, I mean, it's more Jeff Weibo's territory, so we're planning to do something, some partnership.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people
coming. There's a lot of people
David
coming.
David Zeritsky, Joe Darlington. I don't know if Matt Spacer's going to be there. That's
I'm not entirely certain. I know that Harris.
Oh, Thomas Harris.
Thomas Harris.
From Dressing Like Bond.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of his
Or is it Harris Thomas? No, I'm confused. Dressing Like Bond. I know
Jeff is going to be there, of course.
Yeah,
of Jason's going to be there.
Jason's going to be there, the third co-host.
Maybe Emery.
I'm trying to nudge him.
Like, yeah, I think the timing doesn't work for him.
It
doesn't
work, but I said, you know, you have to find a way. Everyone that's going to be there.
Well,
I want to pressure him.
Say everybody, but what did we find out last night? Casino Royale in concert in Montreal. So it's like, we could do that with him, for example. You know?
Yeah.
You
know? Also. But I don't know I doubt everyone that's going to be there will want to head to Montreal.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. But if Emery can't make it to Toronto in February, we can do that with Emery.
And I think it's easier for him to come to Montreal than to go. Like, I think he already commented on our Facebook page. I wouldn't be surprised if he said, So, you know, he has, his young children. He's got a wife.
Oh, for sure. I mean, come on, man.
He's not unattached agents like us.
Right. So, I mean, look, I think I was looking at the date. It's Friday, March 5th. Is that whatever the first Friday in March is, that's Casino Royale in concert at the Place des Arts.
Place des Arts. I might actually, I sent the link to my sister. I might actually check also with my dad. They might make it almost like a family trip.
Well, what's funny is that we've seen Casino Royale in concert. We can attest to the fact that it's a great experience. So if you are in the Montreal, and there are people that listen to our show in Montreal that some of your former colleagues, some people on Twitter that contact, there are two or three people that talk to me sometimes on Twitter, and they're so, I mean, you know, it might not be like the biggest thing in the world because we'll have just done Toronto, and then there's the real, you know, this is the big one, 007, like literally like 4 weeks later we're going to be in like a super expensive city, but still a Friday night with some drinks, a little bit of food, and Casino Royale and concert, which we can confirm is a very nice show. You know, if you're in the Montreal area and you like James Bond, hey,
and then,
March 5th or 6th, whatever it is, check the Place des Arts.
There's a 20% coupon this weekend, but by the time this gets out, it's probably...
Yeah, it might not.
You go on Place des Arts, it's Bond 20, and it gives you 20% off the ticket. Yeah. That's an incentive.
Bond 20, that would have been Die Another Day.
You could have, but it's 20%. No, I checked the 007 store, and actually I didn't need to. I went to eBay Games, and I saw, that's the only place where I saw the new Funko Pops.
Okay.
I didn't buy any.
No? Do you want one?
Uncertain.
Like, I can get you a little Christmas present if you want.
I'm not that excited about
it. You don't even want like Le Chiffre with the carpet beater?
Actually, it is the hardest one. Like I've been to two different stores, and one of them had everyone but M, and the other one had almost everyone. M was missing at the other store. I saw M.
I don't even know which ones though. I just remember Le Chiffre with the carpet beater. I don't remember any other ones.
I almost bought Brosnan, but I was like, he's just too similar to Connery. And I was like, you know, I'll wait.
Is it Brosnan from Die Another Day with his Cuba shirt?
I wish it was. I love that shirt. No, it's from GoldenEye. I will see. I mean, I'm not crazy about Funko Pops, but it's one of the few Bond products out there that's sort of cheap. But it's they're not.
Or is it one of the few Bond products out there? Do you like comic books?
You know I do.
So do I. Yeah, just, well, there was an announcement by from our friends at Dynamite Entertainment.
It was a flood, a raz-de-marée. Like, it was a lot of stuff. Like, I don't think I had the time to read all of it. So you're going to have to take the lead and explain to me, what did they announce?
Well, There's Live and Let Die, the graphic novel coming out supposedly in December.
That's not that was supposed to come out like now, I think.
Well, Casino Royale was supposed to come out a year before it came out. So Live and Let Die supposedly in December. We're gonna be getting the second volume of James Bond Origin. I was gonna say the second volume of James Bond Origin 2. Mm. 2 is the second volume. I have volume 1, very well packaged. We're going to get, they're going to roll out the 2 volumes of The Modern Bond, which came to an end, I think, in October.
The Goldfinger
Odd Job story, yeah. So that's, they're packaging that in a hardcover. And there's a new monthly series, not this week, but whatever the first Wednesday of December is, which can't possibly be this Wednesday. I guess it would be in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, we're the 22nd.
No, 2 weeks.
The first one, yeah.
Sorry.
So a new monthly series, Modern Bond. So you got James Bond Origin. You got hardcovers of the story they just finished. You got a new modern story. They're going to re-release again Vrrr and Eidolon, but apparently in like a supersized version.
Oh, probably like French comic books. You know, these
maybe.
Albums, the Tintin albums. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting because I feel cool. Like this, you know, I've been binging on French comic lately, and it's so much more pleasant
to read
on like a bigger album.
It's nice. Maybe it's for the European market, but Dynamite Entertainment is American, so I think it would be here as well. But it does sound like something that would sell well in Europe. I mean, hey, I have those two, but you know, I think I'll wait and see pictures. You know, is it worth it? But I am tempted.
I didn't buy any of them so far in
art. It's right up your alley then.
I might be, making the switch. There's a lot of the comic to review that I actually really enjoy. So hopefully if this sells well, they'll do like a bigger scale of other stories. Yeah.
And the last thing they announced was something called Reflections of Death, which... There were no hints about this at all, or were there? We have people everywhere.
We have people everywhere.
But so essentially, Reflections of Death, which comes out in February, it's one story sort of divided into 6 missions, and you have 6 different authors. Among them, one of our favorites, Andy Diggle. He's writing one of the missions, and basically, apparently, Moneypenny's kidnapped. Oh no. And Bond has to go through these 6 missions in order to find her and save her. Now they released the cover and it looks fantastic.
It honestly
looks like a 70s cop, gritty cop drama.
It's very pulpy.
Yeah, I know. It looks great.
I was going to put it as my cell phone cover.
Oh really? Yeah. Well, that's but it's a great great. So was there somebody else that I don't remember now. Andy Diggle. I felt like there was another name that we had seen before, but maybe I'm wrong.
So if he's doing that, that means he's not doing what I was calling the Hot Blonde Trilogy.
Probably not. But I'm sure, I'm sensing we're getting the next best thing, though. Let's see here. I'm going back to... Right, spotted this. So you got Greg Pak. Okay, so Greg Pak is the dude that wrote the modern series that just ended. He wrote Goldfinger.
Oh, okay. I heard an interview. I think it's on JBR.
JBR. So you got Greg Pak coming back from Goldfinger. You got Andy Diggle coming back from Hammerhead and Kill Chain. You got Benjamin Percy.
Not familiar with that name. Might have done something and I don't remember.
Gail Simon.
Oh, Simone. I know her. She's known Simone. For a run on Batgirl and something called The Secret Disc. I think she also...
Deadpool and Wonder Woman, but maybe Batgirl too.
She wrote a ton of stuff for DC.
Mark Russell.
I actually met her once. I have a signed copy of Batgirl number one.
Yeah. Nice. You got Mark Russell, who did a comic book of the Flintstones.
Actually, I've read some, and it's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. It's honestly they have a take on the storyline where monogamy is introduced to the cavemen. For them, it's weird. It sort of flips gender and orientation on its head. Okay. It flips it where what's the norm today is backwards for them.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And you have and the team that's doing the monthly that starts in a few weeks, they're doing one mission. Vita Ayala and Danny Laurie. So yeah, that's one, two, three, yeah, six. That's six teams doing six missions that will, it's 128 pages.
So it's just an issue per team, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
It's like an anthology, which we've seen before, but it was one guy. And
yeah,
we haven't reviewed that. I have not touched them since that run ended, and that was like over a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't have the fondest of memories, but...
That thing was different, though. I think that story was compromised. I think they couldn't keep an artist on for some reason, because it's like three or four artists that finished the book, and
it's the same thing with Goldfinger, though.
It, you don't feel it as much.
Oh, I felt it.
Open
issue one and open the last issue doesn't look at all the same.
You're probably right, but I didn't feel it as much as that story. Like that other story goes everywhere. But I loved that idea of like having a general plot and having different writers. Like, it sort of reminds me what they used to do in comics in the 90s, where they had a gen plot outline and everyone was doing their weekly issue, and there was like a flow to the story. If you could pick up I think Superman did that. You had like every week you could have like a continuous story of Superman, but if you only picked that issue, you had a finite story. I like it. Feels like a cadavre exquis, like where everyone's sort of doing part of a story. It's interesting.
I'm sending a guest to my address.
Oh.
He's been here before, but it's been a little while.
He's getting lost because we're doing another big, big recording in a short while.
So, a lot of comic book stuff. Some stuff we've seen that's being sort of repackaged as hardcovers. Some stuff that's being repackaged again as different hardcovers and new materials. So it's there's something, little something, modern Bond, old Fleming Jr. Bond. So there's a little bit of something for everyone.
You know, think that last year we were almost thinking that the comics were going to end. And now it's full force. We're gonna be drowned in Bond comics, especially with the new movie. I think they're just gonna.
Well, I read one of the I don't know if you'd call it a CEO, but one of the people that works at Dynamite was briefly interviewed for the announcement. And he alludes to the fact that there's a certain movie coming up, so they figured, well,
I wonder if they're gonna do an adaptation. Probably not. They haven't done comic book adaptations of Bond movies.
It's an idea,
but I'd be.
It's very old school. It's like, because it's visual, and this is visual. Like, why don't I just watch the movie?
Yeah, I know. But it's sometimes it's the older ones. Like, I have a few of the Batman ones, and especially for the first Batman movie, that was, as a kid, it blew my mind, because there's stuff in that adaptation that some of it was shot or was in script form at one point and was not in the final edit, because there's like a subplot where, you know, the money that he throws at the people in the first Batman movie, well, it actually has the Joker's face on it. Okay. It's fake money. And at the end, like when Vicky Vale and Batman, it's implied that Batman falls also on the steps, and when the cops come and pull the Batman outfit, it's actually Alexander Knox, and like Batman sort of gave him his cape and cowl and ran away. It's
real. Alexander Knox?
That's the journalist that has the hots for Vicky Vale.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I think when I was a child, I had a French copy of Batman Returns.
I still have mine.
Oh, do you? Really?
The artwork's not as nice. I think the artist's name is Jerry Ordway, and he does, like, the actors really look like themselves. For Batman Returns, they think it's Garcia Lopez is the last name, and the first name I'm not remembering. And he's not able to capture the likeness as much. But
so long ago, I remember having it. Remember,
okay, you see shots of Michael Keaton out of the outfit, and he's like built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's weird. It's really bizarre.
It's a creative. What a creative license, right? Yeah.
It's a creative choice, I'd say.
Exactly. He's Batman.
He's Batman.
I believe that pretty much covers. Yeah, what that we does it
for
about.
Now. I mean, we'll be back next week. Next week, what's because we can announce it. I'm doing.
Oh right, the comic strips.
Yeah, newspaper strips. We've read. We recorded an episode about the newspaper strips, and that's gonna be coming out next week. And after that, I don't remember. Kate,
Octopussy.
Maybe we did record that.
It's on the Google, on my Google calendar. I don't. Yeah.
You need to share that with me. Well,
or we're writing that together.
I think you put it on your personal calendar,
yeah,
not
my personal
the
calendar. Yeah,
but there's also you can put it on the James Bond Complex email.
Well, I'll put it in the James Bond Complex
because then I'll have access. Because I think I put every anniversary of everyone that's ever been on a Bond movie almost. Let's see.
when is Danny Boyle's
birthday? He's not invited. let's see if I have somebody for next Wednesday, which is going to be the day of the release of this. Next Wednesday. Oh, we have two. It's Lash and Lynch's birthday.
007's birthday.
007's birthday. And it's also Samantha Bond's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to them.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty proud of the picture I did for Lash and Lynch. So it's a picture from her on the red carpet, I think, for Captain Marvel. Okay. But I changed the Captain Marvel logo for No Time to Die. So I was like,
all right. So that pretty much does it for this debriefing.
Yeah, moi j'ai plus rien à dire.
Moi non plus.
Donc avec ça.
This is also coming out on the same day. Knives come out, starring Daniel Craig. And Ana de Armas. So there's a little No Time to Die info for one. Listen to this, then go to the movies and enjoy Knives Out. We have not seen it, but we will. So.
Avec ça, moi, j'ai plus rien à dire. Au revoir.
Well, let's do our normal closing.
Oh, what's the normal closing?
We have people everywhere.
Oh, do we now?
We have people everywhere.
Do we?
Yes. We do have people everywhere.
Actually, now, the more and more it's becoming true.
Yeah, it is. We're on Facebook. Well, actually, there's the www.thejamesbondcomplex.com, which has been somewhat refurbished in the last few weeks thanks to your efforts.
Updated a little bit.
That's also our Tumblr account.
And I gave you the keys to the kingdom. So.
Yes, I have the password somewhere on my hard drive. So there's also the Instagram account at the James Bond Complex. There's the Facebook page, the James Bond Complex. We're on Twitter at the Bond Complex. We're also on YouTube. There's a little bit more content there now. So search and subscribe. And as Jeff would say, smash the like button, the James Bond Complex. I don't want to borrow that too much. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
Click on thumbs up. Tickle the thumbs
up. Subscribe, like, and watch.
Tickle us by clicking thumbs up.
Yeah, we'll think about something better than that.
And we're on Google Play. Well, Anchor.fm, naturally, Anchor.fm. But we're also on Google Play. I'm subscribed on Google Play. See, I'm such a narcissist. Okay. I'm subscribed on Google Play and on iTunes. So search for us on Google Play, download us, search and subscribe, and write a review and leave a 5-star glowing golden gun review on iTunes as well. I'm on Twitter at 00pop. That's the word OH underscore. Nope, those are the words. 00OH_pop.
I'm at Matt O'Clair, and I'm on Instagram at Matt O'Clair 007. I'm super creative like that.
That's a sexy handle. toujours un plaisir. Merci, à la prochaine.
Au revoir.